live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, visiting restrictions have been tightened further at Letterkenny University Hospital as a result of the current flu outbreak. We'll be speaking to a consultant from the hospital this evening. Detectives are appealing for witnesses in Derry following a serious assault in the Cornshill Fields area of the city in the early hours of this morning. A 28-year-old man has been left critically ill. A cautious welcome has been given to the announcement of progress for flood schemes in Donegal by a local deputy, but he says there must be action after the announcements. And a Rafoe play park could be forced to shut due to a lack of funding for its general upkeep and maintenance. We'll be speaking to a representative of the committee. All those stories to follow, and a little later in the bulletin at around 5:15, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. Good evening. Visiting restrictions have been tightened further at Letterkenny University Hospital as a result of the current flu outbreak. Already, the hospital has asked that only immediate family visit patients and visitors are linked to two at any time. From today, all intending visitors are being asked to check with the ward manager before coming to the hospital. Dr. Michael Mulhern is a consultant microbiologist at Letterkenny University Hospital. He says the new restrictions are necessary.
The message coming from the hospital here in Letterkenny is clear and simple. We have been seeing increased numbers of patients with flu coming in from the community and also patients in the hospital, so we are asking visitors to stay away from the hospital. Visiting has been restricted and from now on is only on prior arrangement with the ward manager.
Is that in effect right across the hospital or is it in certain wards only?
It's across the hospital, Donal, because we are testing patients coming into the emergency department if they have flu-like symptoms, and we're seeing quite an increase in numbers of positive patients. So there are patients, spread throughout the hospital with influenza, now small numbers in the hospital, but it's to protect all our patients throughout the hospital because we have a lot of very sick patients, who are in hospital because of other conditions, and for them to get the flu on top of the reason for them being in hospital would obviously, we want to try and avoid that happening.
So from the point of view of anyone who is planning to visit the hospital in the coming days, they should contact the hospital first, speak to the ward manager and actually make an arrangement to do so?
Yes, that's what they need to do. Nobody should come into the hospital to visit. People do like getting visits and people like to come in and see people in hospital, but really their health and safety is the most important thing at this stage. And there will be patients who, the ward manager will absolutely approve, but that must be on discussion with the person in charge of the ward.
And presumably you would be hoping anyone that has any symptoms themselves would stay well away?
Yes, that would be the normal thing, and hopefully people would realise why we have to do that.
Yeah. And that was Dr. Michael Mulhern. He's a consultant microbiologist at Letterkenny University Hospital, and more detail on that on our website, highlandradio.com. Detectives in Derry are appealing for witnesses following a serious assault in the Cornshill Fields area of the city in the early hours of this morning. Just after 2 o'clock, a 28-year-old man was attacked in a house in the area. With more detail, here's Trish Laverty.
The victim was taken to hospital for treatment for potentially life-threatening injuries where his condition is described as critical. Three other men and two women who were also in the house at the time were not injured. Four males who are believed to have been involved in the incident are reported to have made off in a grey-coloured Volkswagen Golf. Detective Sergeant Richard Donnell is appealing for anyone who witnessed the incident or anyone who may have seen a grey-coloured Volkswagen Golf in the area at the time to contact detectives in Strand Road.
There's been a cautious welcome from Deputy Charlie McConnellogue to the announcement of progress on flood relief schemes in parts of Donegal. During a visit to the county last Friday, Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran announced new schemes for a number of areas, including Buncrana, Rimelton and the Twin Towns. He also confirmed funding for works in Donegal Town. Well, Deputy McConnellogue says there have been a number of false dawns without any real action in the past. He says the announcements must be swiftly followed by work on the ground.
Minister Moran's visit to the county on Friday was very welcome, and his approval of that funding in principle is very welcome. What's important now is that we see actually the planning and design move on promptly, because there is a number of stages involved in relation to bringing these projects to fruition, and even at the best time frame possible, it takes at least 2 to 3 years before a project can actually be completed. So it will be essential now that the government do support the county council in relation to the appointment of staff to actually work on these projects, and then that we see them move along the stages.
And of course, we do know that all those areas in question are residents who are on edge, who really need this work done and need it done ASAP.
Yeah, it's very important because there's a significant amount of work in terms of bringing them through, bringing these projects through the various stages. And the residents who have experienced flooding before, it's always on their mind, and particularly any time there's bad weather forecasts as to whether or not they'll be hit again. So it's essential that we do have these defences up and in place as soon as possible. And the funding on Friday and the visit from Minister Moran is very welcome indeed. We'll only need to see that support follow through, working with the County Council so that the staff can be appointed onto these projects and they can actually be designed and ultimately implemented and put in place to give that security of mind and security of property to all the homeowners who've had very traumatic experiences in the past.
And that was Deputy Charlie McConnell. They're speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Our Rafoe Play Park could be facing closure because of a lack of funding for its general upkeep and maintenance. The playground opened 5 years ago after major fundraising efforts locally. It's understood that Donegal County Council agreed at the time to take over the running of the facility, but so far there's been no further commitment given. The local community says all other funding avenues have been exhausted, and unless the local authority takes responsibility for the park, they'll be forced to shut it in the new year. Committee member Jean Laird is hopeful that a resolution can be found in the interest of the local community.
I mean, when we started to get the playground up and going, we were told it would never happen, it had all been tried before, but we did get it and we're very proud of the playground we have. It's well utilised. There's two wee primary schools in the town and it's a place where they both meet up. It's a place if you go on a Sunday, you'll meet somebody that used to live in the town that's moved away and they're home visiting parents, and it's a great place even for adults to meet up again and meet people they haven't seen in years, where the children are having fun and they're occupied. It's a very safe environment and it's very well kept. We have a local family that Christy's on the playground committee, and his family all take part. If he's away, they open, they close it, they make sure it's clean and tidy, and people come from other towns even commenting on how well it's kept. And as I say, we're very proud of it and we wouldn't like it to end badly after all the work that we've done to getting it and keeping it. And you know, we wouldn't want to disappoint the children. At the end of the day, you're coming up to the springtime where we'll be using it even more. To see a close sign on it would just be, I think, a crime.
Jean Laird there speaking about the play park in Rafoe, which could potentially be facing closure. A public consultation on the future of Market Square in Letterkenny takes place this week. Letterkenny Chamber has commissioned a number of students from Queen's University in Belfast to carry out a consultation. They'll be outside Greens at the Market Centre just opposite the square on Friday from 10 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Chamber and the Letterkenny Municipal District of Donegal County Council are urging people to make their views known and to take part in the consultation process. Letterkenny-based councillor Michael McBride says it's important that all concerned have their input.
I think there's a general consensus among the people out there that the Market Square is not, that's not a functioning space, you know, when it's corn farm. And I would just like to encourage the general public to come out and engage in the process. It's something I've campaigned on for a number of years now. I just feel that the square is totally dysfunctional in its current state. And I think that was kind of proved there at the recent switch on of the Christmas lights in Letterkenny. The stage this year was moved to the opposite side of the street, and there was a very large crowd, and I think it's the crowd coming out to the turning on of the Christmas lights has been growing year on year. But it absolutely shows the potential that the Market Square has, and you know, as the heartbeat of the middle of the town in Letterkenny. So it'll be very interesting to see what ideas that the public come up with and what they bring to the table. I personally would like to see some kind of an open plan square with you know, some nice lighting features, you know, such as lighting. I think we need to look at maybe if we want to put toilets into it. You know, it always had toilets, or it had when I was a younger man, and make it a more inviting place to go. I think, you know, we have to look at, do we want open markets in there? Do we want parking in it? So these are the things that we have to look at now.
And there was Councillor Michael McBride there. Investigations are continuing into last night's house fire in South Inishowen. The blaze broke out at around 7 o'clock in the Maharabeg area of Burnfoot. Emergency services attended the scene. The fire was eventually brought under control. Gardaí have confirmed there were no injuries, but the property has been extensively damaged. The scene was preserved. A technical examination took place earlier today. To the High Court now, where Ian Bailey was back in court today in relation to the latest attempt by authorities in France to have him extradited. In May, a French court found him guilty in his absence of the murder of Sophie Toussaint-Duplantier. With more, here's court's correspondent Frank Graney.
Sophie Toussaint-Duplantier's body was found near a laneway not far from her holiday home just outside Skull, County Cork, 2 days before Christmas 1996. Ian Bailey, an English journalist who moved to West Cork in 1991, was arrested but never charged and has always denied any involvement. Following previous unsuccessful attempts to have him extradited to France, another European arrest warrant was issued in June after he was convicted of voluntary homicide following a trial that took place in his absence in Paris. The case came before Mr Justice Donald Binchy in the High Court today for endorsement of the warrant. Refusals to endorse extradition requests are rare, but applications have been turned down in the past. He can object to endorsement, and the case was adjourned until December 16th to allow both sides to consider their positions in light of an extradition request, the circumstances of which were described by Mr. Justice Binchy as unique.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where you can get the new Donegal jersey and meet the players in store on Saturday, December 7th from 12 to 2.
14 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal, and it's with golf we begin. Graeme McDowell will host the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open in 2020 and 2021. McDowell is to follow in the footsteps of Rory McIlroy and Paul McGinley. McIlroy revived the fortunes of the tournament when he hosted it through his charitable foundation from 2015 up until 2018, when he ended his term in Ballyliffin. After Padraig Carrington committed to the Ryder Cup captaincy, former US Open champ McDowell will now host Mount Juliet in 2020, as well as the following year, with Port Stewart believed to be the venue chosen. The European Tour have yet to confirm that move. In Gaelic games, there was disappointment for Niamh Connell yesterday and joy for Kilcoo, as the Down champions progress through to the All-Ireland semi-final series, where they will take on the Leinster Winners in January. Kilcoo won an historic first ever Ulster club title as they defeated the Donegal champions from Glentiesfin Town by 2 points as it ended 2-11 to 2-9 in Omagh. GA pundit Brendan Devaney feels Niamh Connell will learn from that defeat and be a bigger force again come 2020.
Yeah, I think this will stand the machine. They have, a balance of kind of very young players and then a load of senior players. So it's a matter, I suppose, trying to get your best from them as time goes on. A lot of them can't go on forever, so they need ready-made replacements. But certainly this will stand the machine. I think the confidence it gives them, and when we've seen them the last 2 years getting well-beaten county finals, we were like, right, something has to change. You have to go away with come back with a new tactic. They didn't. They went back to Niamh Connell and they said, right, what are we good at? We're good at defending. We're good at counter-attacking. We're going to get better at that. We're not going to open up and try and go out and completely outscore teams. So you have to admire they just stuck to their guns and they come back with a game plan which was going to be, you know, very, very hard to beat, very hard to break down. And I think that's what they do, Oisin, and we're not going to see any different. And I think the big thing for Donegal teams next year going into the championship is no one will want to play Niamh Connell. So they've got that mindset straight away. You think about any of the top teams, Niamh Connell's a side you won't want to play because you know that they're going to make it difficult for you and you're going to have to grind it out. You know, it's not going to be any kind of a shootout, so they have that mentality going in the games. And again, you know, you wouldn't bet against them in next year's Donegal Championship.
That's Brendan Devaney, and you can hear more from the former St Union sharpshooter, available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Dublin County Board Chairman Sean Shanley has denied former manager Pat Gilroy will be given first refusal to succeed Jim Gavin. It was reported this morning that the 2011 All-Ireland football winning coach would be offered the role, but Dublin GAA have denied this is the case. Gavin resigned from his post on Saturday afternoon after leading the county to an unprecedented 5 All-Ireland titles in a row. His decision to step aside came as a shock to the county board, but Shanley says he's pleased that Gavin didn't make the decision lightly.
Generally, in Dublin, we put a man in charge. He's manager, and he manages, and that's it. He's away he goes. It's only when he has problems or we have problems that we'd have to sit down and talk. But no, Jim just did his job, and I suppose without anyone speculating or anything else, he waited till he had his mind definitely made up, and then decided it was time to hand over, and that's what he did.
In soccer, Finn Harps have announced John Rogers as the club's new commercial manager. As a key part of the commercial and fundraising team at Finn Park, John will be tasked with meeting potential clients face-to-face around the Northwest as Harps look to build resources for the 2020 Premier Division campaign. John takes over the role from Aidan Campbell. The Football Association of Ireland say they note with great regret the decision of John Foley to back down from his role as interim CEO. It's been confirmed the former Athletics Ireland chief executive will not be taking up the role which he was due to start today. Foley had previously agreed to replace Noel Mooney as the FAI's interim chief. In a statement, the FAI says his experience and influence will be missed, adding that the board will meet to discuss their next step. Cross-channel Leicester City manager Brendan Rodgers is targeting growth and improvement as he rules out leaving the club. The Foxes lie second in the Premier League with 10 wins from 14 games. Former Arsenal boss Unai Emery was sacked last week, leading to speculation about who could replace him. Rodgers says he's happy at the King Power Stadium.
I was asked a question yesterday on my contract, talking about clauses and stuff like that there, and I gave an honest answer, which was based around probably most managers have something in the contract. And by all accounts, that opened the door for something. I think logic looks at it. And as I said, I repeat, I'm very, very happy here. I think there's a lot for us to grow and develop over these next few seasons.
Watford have confirmed that Hayden Mullins will take charge of their game against Leicester City on Wednesday night. The club's youth team boss will be assisted by Academy's goalkeeping coach and former Republic of Ireland under-21 player Graeme Stack. The Premier League's bottom club sacked Kike Sanchez Flores yesterday, ending a second spell in charge after just 85 days. Manchester City will be without Sergio Aguero for the Manchester derby on Saturday. Argentinian striker missed the draw with Newcastle last weekend due to a thigh injury. Manager Pep Guardiola confirmed the 31-year-old will not make it back in time to face Man United at the Etihad Stadium on Saturday evening. Tonight, West Brom have the chance to go back to the top of the Championship. They'll overtake Leeds at the summit with a win away to Preston. The hosts can move up to fourth if they secure victory at Deepdale. Barcelona star Lionel Messi is the big favourite to claim the prestigious Ballon d'Or award for a record sixth time this evening. Liverpool defender Virgil van Dijk is expected to be his main challenger for the prize, which recognises the best player in the world. The winner will be announced at a ceremony in Paris later on tonight. And finally in snooker, the third round of the UK Championship in York's taking place today. Ulsterman Mark Allen is in action in the evening session. He's up against last year's beaten finalist, taking on England's Ben Wollaston. That's it, Donal. Next Sport in Highland, tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thank you, Washing. Police in Strabane and Derry have launched their annual season's greetings operation to keep people safe in the run-up to and during the Christmas period. They say they'll be focusing on deterring and detecting criminality, as well as providing visible reassurance. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
In a statement, Superintendent Gordon McCalman said this year we'll have a particular focus on illegal drug activity, retail crime and looking after older people and the more vulnerable in society. This will involve preventative patrols in key areas and neighbourhoods, liaising with local businesses to provide crime prevention advice and conducting the daily business of tackling crime. Superintendent McCalmont said in the past, police have seen an increase in the number of domestic abuse reports over the Christmas period. Within the district, there are specialised officers who work alongside partner agencies to support abuse victims. Superintendent McCalmont concluded by saying that the public can help during Operation Season's Greetings by following the crime prevention advice, by being safe and careful on the roads, by looking out for older people and the more vulnerable in the local community, and by reporting any suspicious activity to police on 101.
Donegal Town and Greencastle have been honoured at the All-Ireland 2019 Pride of Place Awards. Donegal Town took top spot in the 1,000 to 2,000 population category, beating off competition from Abbeyfeal in Limerick and Ballinrobe in Mayo. Greencastle were named runners-up in the Islands and Coastal Communities category. Submissions on a draft report into the crash of an Irish Coast Guard helicopter with four crew on board are being replied to before the final report is published. Pilot Derek Fitzpatrick, co-pilot Mark Duffy, winchman Kieran Smith and winch operator Paul Ormsby died after Rescue 116 hit Black Rock Island before crashing into the sea in March 2017. The Department of Transport says the Air Accident Investigation Unit is currently considering and responding to all comments received in response to the draft report, which was circulated to interested parties. There are calls on the government to engage with the utmost urgency with the British government to protect vital Donegal fishing and economic interests. There's ongoing concern that fishing rights for local fishermen and the impact on the industry post-Brexit are not topping the agenda during negotiations. Councillor Albert Doherty says Donegal County Council has a role to play in putting pressure on the Irish government to ensure they do the right thing.
Up to 36% of the Irish catch was in waters deemed Irish and British waters. And if there are any threats against our fisher industry, our fisher people and those involved in the industry, I think this government has to go proactive immediately and engage with Britain and all relevant bodies about this.
Weather forecast, it'll be cold and dry this evening and overnight with some clear spells. Some mist and fog patches will form, lows of 0 to 3 degrees Celsius in mostly light southerly breezes, patchy frost and ice. Mildest near the west coast in moderate breezes. Any frost, ice and fog will clear tomorrow morning, leaving a dry day with some sunny spells. They'll dissipate though, leaving mostly cloudy weather with highs of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius in the afternoon, with southerly winds increasing moderate to fresh, strong winds developing near the west coast. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Looking at the main stories in brief this evening, visitor restrictions have been tightened further at Letterkenny University Hospital as a result of a current flu outbreak. Already the hospital had asked that only immediate family visit patients. Now any intending visitors are being asked to check with the ward manager before coming to the hospital. Detectives in Derry are appealing for witnesses following a serious assault in the Cornshell Fields area of the city during the early hours of this morning, just after 2 a.m. A 28-year-old man was attacked in a house in the area. He is said to be in a critical condition at hospital. A cautious welcome has been given to the announcement of progress on flood relief schemes in Donegal following the visit to the county last weekend by Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran. However, Deputy Charlie McConnell says there have been false dawns in the past without real action. He says the announcements must be followed by work on the ground. Back with news headlines at 6. Good evening.
The abridged notices for this Monday evening, the 2nd of December. The death has occurred of Breed O'Donnell, Ballymanus Mulla Duff. Her remains will repose at the Lake House Nursing Home, Port na Blá, on tomorrow Tuesday, with viewing from 4:30. Removal at 5 o'clock to the Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, for 6 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Helena Runciman, née Porter, Umrican, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Buncrana, with viewing this evening from 7 to 9 o'clock and again tomorrow from 2 to 4 and from 7 to 9. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, Buncrana, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital. The death has taken place of Dominic McFadden, Kilocharan, Creasla. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, at 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of John Lavelle, 26, close near Connell Glenties, formerly of Crossbinghamstown, Belmullet, County Mayo. Removal from Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield Ardra, at 7 o'clock this evening, going to his daughter Catherine Lavelle's home at 5 Church Road, Glenties. Removal from there on Wednesday morning to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Sadie Fullard, née Devlin, 25 Glenview, Galway Road, Roscommon Town, formerly of 22 Riverside Park, Clonmany. Her remains will arrive at St Columbkill's Oratory, Clea, Clonmany, tomorrow at approximately 2:30. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the new graveyard. The death has taken place of Grace Cowley, 445 Cannon View, Mountain Top, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her sister Bridget Gallagher's residence at Drumbalogue, Church Hill. Funeral mass in St Columbkill's Church, Glendowen, at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, followed by burial in New Leck Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Gynae Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Charlie McLafferty, funeral director. The death has taken place of Mrs. Mina McClintock, née Watson, Drumore, Rafoe. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, for service in Ballandrate Presbyterian Church at 2:00. Family time, please, from 10pm to 11am. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Oncology Ward at Letterkenny University Hospital and Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Gibson funeral directors. The death has taken place of Annie Carlin, Gortoness, Clohan. Annie's remains are reposing at her sister Nora Dullahan's residence at Chief Brack, Castle Finn. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, for 11:00 Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Kiltivogue Cemetery, Glenfinn. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Hillcrest Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Patricia Mannering, Mean and All, Glenties. Her remains will repose at her sister Rose Mannering's home at Kilrain Upper until 11:00 this evening. Removal to St Connell's Church, Glenties, tomorrow for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Glenties Rainy Day Fund and St Vincent de Paul Glenties, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Rosaline Byrne, née Walsh, Donnybrook, Dublin, late of Portnabla, Dunfanaghy, County Donegal. Removal to Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, arriving at approximately 7:00 this evening. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 11 for burial in Doe Cemetery, Creeslough.